Hey, I've got a great episode for you today. We are diving in to part five of the Unwrap series. But before I dive in, I want to remind you about a workshop that I have coming up on Thursday, December 21st at 10 a.m. Registration is in the show notes. One click. Give your name and email, and I will get you the link for Thursday. If you're not able to come live but are still interested, sign up anyway so you can get the replay. Now, what is this? This is a workshop that I've been asked for several times. We all have a story to tell. We all have an impact to make. And one of the things that people ask me is, Tammy, how do I share, or how do I start to share my story? How do I make an impact with my life and what I've been through? And this workshop is what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk to you about the way that I did it, and I'm going to guide you on the first easy steps that you can take. So if you're interested, or if you know someone who's interested, sign up. If you want to share this, that would be amazing as well. Share the link and let's talk about how to make a heartfelt impact with your story. With that, let's dive into the episode. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Tammy, and today we are diving into, we're going to talk about, unwrapping the holiday you want. We're actually going to take a step back, a step forward, because we are less than 2 weeks before the new year. So as we're thinking about the new year, and as we are looking at the past year, reflecting and looking at what our goals are, our resolutions, I want to pose something a little bit different for you. I want to encourage you to set an intention for the year instead of resolutions. And I've talked a lot about intentions, and I've talked a lot about intentions rather than daily do's or goals. And goals are important. We have to have goals. But our intentions allow us to really focus on our core values. If we set an intention for 2024, we set an intention, and you can do one for every area of your life. You have your, all of the, for health, you have for family, for relationships, for personal, for spiritual growth, for business, for, education, financial intentions. It gives you a framework. It gives you a focus. It gives you a motivation for the year. And so by setting intentions versus resolutions, resolutions are so harsh. It's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work out 9 times a week, and I'm going to, lose 150 pounds, and I'm going to eat healthy every day. And then you drive by that, whatever place, and you're like, oh, that looks really good. And, I worked really hard. I think I'll have that. And our resolutions, we have programmed ourselves, programmed our minds that they don't really mean much, that they're nice to have, but they're not really what we expect. So by setting intentions, my intention is to choose healthy options. I want to feel good in my body. And what does that mean? That's the question. It's like, what does that mean to me? What can I do? And it means that picking wise choices more often than the splurge choices. It means that when I have a splurge, I'm going to truly enjoy it and ask myself, is this worth it? Like that brownie, Because there's some brownies, like a brownie from the grocery store, not worth it. But a homemade brownie, worth it. So just asking yourself, okay, does this, I want to enjoy the eating experience. That's my, I want to make sure that I'm nourishing my body. And that's one way to do it, is by setting that intention. So, and they get to align with your core values, with your priorities. What is your focus? Look at, you know, what is coming up for the next year? What do you have going on? And you get to create your intentions in a meaningful and specific, intentional way. You can look to see, okay, well, we have a big trip coming. So, okay, this is my intention, is to save money so that we have more pocket money or more spending money while I'm on the trip. Or we have a big event coming up. Like my daughter's mock trial coming up. So my intention for January through April is to really give her extra time so we can sit through and comb through that together. So that's going to be, so we may not go shopping together. We may have more time that is, you know, with schoolwork, but my intention is to help her grow, help her do her and still connect and still have our time together. So maybe we'll go get ice cream and work on mock trial. So it's still special, right? So, but it's the meaningful way. Like I look at what this year is going to bring. And of course we don't know all the things, but that's okay. Cause the intentions are, can still be there. The intentions can, you can get creative on, okay, how can I still meet my intention? How can I still meet my core values? How can I instill in my kids what's really important? And how can I create boundaries? Because with intentions, it's so much easier to create boundaries. So then also maintaining and nurturing your intentions. You get to ask yourself every day, every week, every month, every quarter, like, how am I meeting my intentions? And you can recenter. It's never too late. You can look and say, okay, I've met this, this, and this way. I'm gonna continue with this because it really worked, or I tried this and it didn't work. So you're learning and it's a growth process. And if you really want the holiday season, and if you're thinking about it anyway, we reflect on this last year. What are some of the things, some of the wins for the year? What are some of your growths? Like what are some of the things that you want to learn from and grow into next year? So this is the perfect time as you slow down, as you have, like we talked about last week, we talked about setting, having intentional downtime and silent time, quiet time. Give yourself 30 minutes to an hour a day or a week if you can't do it a day, but where you really look at the past year. Where have you grown? What was amazing? Where could you have done better? How could you, like, how did your relationship with each of the people in your core family or the people who really mean a lot to you, how did that relationship grow? How did you intentionally pour into that relationship? Or do you need to do more? By giving you this, this exercise, by giving you this permission to look at what you really want, you can set those intentions and you say, okay, if I want it to be, I really want to connect with my friends. I really, with building a business and having a new relationship and the kids being homeschooled, I don't actually talk with my sister and my friends as much as I used to. So that's one of the things that I want to make sure that I incorporate. That's my intention, is to really connect and realizing that it's like 15 minutes every couple of weeks. Like I don't need to sit on a phone call with an hour every day with them, as much as I would love to do that. That's just not feasible in this season. But I can do 15 minutes every other week and ask them how things are going. We can still do life together. And that's my intention. Now, my intention is to connect. So now I get to get creative and find ways of, okay, how can I make that happen? If it has to be over the phone because they live far away, what does that look like? And then ask them, like, hey, this is my intention, is to really connect again this year. Do you have some ideas? Maybe we can watch a movie together and just text each other while we're watching it. Like, you know, you can be silly. You can have fun with it. Maybe you can do a game. There's a game that we got, that my sister and we both got. I think it's called Outsmart, where you can actually play apart from each other. Like you can play because you need this. So you can play the game, but not be in the same room together. And I'm really excited about trying that this year. And so you can maintain and nurture your intentions. So like, keep your, like, write out your intentions, write out like, and why it's important to you. So you can reflect on that often. And I'm actually considering doing a workshop in January about setting intentions for the year. If that's something that you would be interested in, and looking at, okay, for all the different categories and how to, you know, what to be thinking of when you create them, like, send me a DM or send me a message and just let me know that that's something that you're interested in. Get into the Facebook group and tell me, like, I am in there too. So let's talk about how I can serve you. This is one of the things that with my Shine members, which I know that the enrollment for Shine right now is closed. I'm really pouring into building up the community, and I'm really excited. It'll be early. It'll be next year. It'll be or in 2024. In the first quarter, I'll open it up again. But I've learned a lot from opening it, and I know, like, my intention for it, and I'm going to take time to build that in, and so I'm excited to share that with you. But that's something that we talk about every month in Shine. And so here's some questions. Here's some guiding questions. When you're trying to set intentions, and, you know, what values are most important to you on this journey? If you look at your year as a journey, it's not just a one day, it's not a one week, it's not a one month. It is every day you get to shift and change, and it's like whatever life brings on, you get to deal with. But what's important to you on your faith journey? Those will give you insight to where you need to set your intentions. How do you want to grow spiritually? How do you want to grow financially? How do you want to grow emotionally and mentally and physically and parentally? How do you want to grow in your relationships? Ask yourself these questions, because that gives you, okay, really, like, this is an area that I really want to focus on. Okay, well, what are you willing to set down or lower your expectations for the year in order to make that? What actions can you take that align with your intentions, with the goals that you've set for yourself? Because, you know, we still set goals, and you can set goals and intentions. And then what actions can you do that align them both? And then how will I know when I'm living out my intentions? This one is crucial. If you don't define it, you don't know, you can't see it. You can't recognize it if you don't define it. So that intention of, you know, like, how will I know that I'm connecting with my friends? Well, we will be able to talk more. I will feel more connected to them. I will feel like I know more about what's going on in their life. That's, you know, like, how will I know when this is happening? And how can my intentions positively impact those around me? How can me meeting my intentions help other people? How can it impact my friends? Well, if I'm connecting with them and I'm showing them how much I care about them, I hope that means that they are feeling better and they're more self-assured and they're more confident because they know someone does miss them and love them, right? So that's what I want. Like, so those questions, write them down, and really, like, ask yourself those and keep it simple. Don't try to do too many. And actually, let's go into three things that happen if you set resolutions instead of intentions. So, and then things to, yeah. Well, I should have done this earlier, but reasons why we don't set resolutions is you focus too much on the end goal. You feel discouraged when you fall short of your resolution, and they often feel rigid. And leaving little room for adaptability, flexibility, and growth, where intentions not only allow for it, but they encourage that. But when you're setting intentions, there are ways to do it properly. And these are three things that I really want you to avoid, is setting too many at once. If you're new to this, pick one or two areas of your life and maybe try it for a week and try it on. Like, that's the great thing about intentions, is that you can have a short time frame and you can meet it. You can have a long time and you can meet it, but you can adapt them as needed. But doing too many, you're going to feel overwhelmed. Do you really have an hour and a half to, you know, every day to look at every intention and explore how you met it or didn't meet it? I don't, as much as I would like to. Make intentions based on what others expect. I've mentioned things about like my friends. If that's not something that you really, that's an intention for you, that's something that you, it's not something that you need. If you do really good with that, and or and you're in a season of life like I was this past year that I really needed to focus on the things like my own family and business and homeschooling and all of that, like I really needed to focus on that. So if I was trying to connect with my friends every week, that would be really challenging for me, and I would not. And so make an intention based on you. Don't make them based on what other people are doing. Understand your why and what is what your year looks like. What truly matters to you, because you can still help them with their meet their intentions without having the same one. Also, do not forget to reassess and revisit, look at them, read them, rewrite them, and ask yourself, how am I achieving them? If we don't go back and if we just, January 1st, I'm going to write them, I'm going to review them. December 31st, I'm going to review them. I'm going to explore them. Like that's not going to help you grow throughout the year. So revisit them often, read them daily. Like you, while you're brushing your teeth, just read your intentions. Link it to something that's easy that you do all the time anyway, to make it that habit and remind yourself, or then read over as you're brushing your teeth at night. I'm like, okay, I connect with 3 friends today. I did great. Or, I did not connect with anybody, but that's okay. It's my busy day. I will text my friends in the morning. You get to make the rules. You get to decide. So keep it simple. So don't set too many. Make it based on your needs, your core values, not other people's. And then also make sure you keep it at your forefront. Remind yourself, and it should be easy enough that you can look at it every day, that it's not a novel, that it's not so detailed and so specific that you have to do a checklist to achieve it. The whole point is it's supposed to make you feel better. It's supposed to help you grow and become a more intentional version of yourself. All right, with that, friend, I think we just had, I'm recording this ahead of time, and so I'm trying to picture time frames, and I didn't even look to see what day this comes out, but it doesn't matter if it's past December 21st and my workshop, my webinar is done, that's okay, because I have another one coming up. I will put those dates in the show notes, and if you want to know how your life makes an impact, do you have a story to tell? Come to the webinar. That's what I'm going to share, 3 simple steps to sharing your story with heartfelt impact, with intention, with purpose, with love, without feeling like you're losing yourself, you're oversharing, without feeling prideful or like you're telling people what to do. Because you don't want to seem overly confident or that you're making it about you. That is what this webinar is meant to help you with, help to show you the possibilities. So sign up. If you can't come live, that's okay. I prefer you to come live. It's a lot better experience when you're live versus just watching a replay. But if you register for it, that's how you get the replay. So come and hang out with us. And with that, friend, choose joy till joy chooses you. And I hope you're having an amazing holiday season. Great. See you next week. Bye for now.